Bad Bitch Bible. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming to the Bad Bitch Bible.
Of course. It's my dream talaga.
It's your second time here, technically.
Yeah, pero online lang yung first one. Yeah, so finally in a studio, face-to-face.
So. Face-to-face talaga. Yes. Wait, so you identify as a she-her, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're, I remember you always said you're straight. Sure yeah. ka na doon.
Sure. May time na naging curious ako, but I feel like I'm sure. Straight.
Okay. Ito, magpapakasal ka na nga.
Eh. So that's right. Sure. Tapos so may sure doubts na. Pa ako. So sure na pala
sure
talaga.
Na yes, talaga. Yes. Do you know your star rising moon signs?
No, I'm so sorry. It's hindi okay. ako ganon, but I'm Taurus. Yun lang
Taurus.
Alam ko.
And
yeah.
Your jowa is?
Pisces. So I feel like match daw. Like I've searched okay. about it. It's a match.
Okay, wait. So since your last podcast here, you said before that you didn't really want to get married and yeah. then people would always ask you, kailan kasal? Kailan mm-hmm. anak? Parang wala ka pa dun nun. Mm-hmm. So what's the shift now?
Well, now we're engaged. I definitely want to get married. What? But still no kids.
Okay.
And I'm very lucky to have a partner who understands that and who has the same belief in that sense. Mm-mm. So parehas naman kami, we agree that we are the type of people and a couple na don't want to have kids. So
you call that, have you heard of dinks?
Yes.
Yeah, double income, no kids. Yes. Kayo yun.
But we have 9 kids actually. So
animals.
Yes, 3 dogs and 6 cats. So we're very happy with that setup. Human kids.
Honestly, ang mahal kasi.
So, totoo lang. And I feel like you would know. Like yeah. at our age, we're 29, we're making a good, decent amount of money. Kasi people would think like maybe because you're just not there like financially.
Na hindi pa prepared.
Hindi pa prepared. But I would say like we can afford it. It's just like
a choice.
Yes. Yeah.
I see. You know, I was thinking about, you know, right now, even my dog, parang he has a garapata issue right now, so I have to send him to the vet, tapos papagroom ko.
Ang
parang,
mahal, diba?
Yun pa lang, parang fuck. And then thinking about a human that Sis. Can get sick every week.
Ako nga ma-vet lang yung isang pet ko or whatever, like I go like crazy. So, diba? As in, umiiyak ako sa sakyan, ganung level. So, imagine if that was a kid. But yeah, I feel like even our lifestyle, kasi like we travel a lot.
Mm-mm.
We are very spontaneous people.
Yeah.
We like to do new stuff, new hobbies, new shit. So like
experience things.
Yeah. So if having a kid, parang I feel like hindi siya part ng equation talaga.
Okay.
When it comes to our relationship. So
right now. Or ever.
I feel like ever.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Like as in napag-usapan na namin siya like in a sit-down conversation like
na podcast din kayo
yeah, like podcast
na kami dalawa lang.
Oo, kaming dalawa lang pero walang camera ganyan. Uh-oh. Pero we talked about it and we sat down and we really discussed as in dinisect namin lahat like what's the pros, what's the cons, whatever. Pero kasi you know that ikaw ba may feeling of maternal instinct ka ba?
I feel that because me and my sister, malaki yung age gap namin, parang 10, 11 years, I feel like I raised her na eh. Parang kasi I changed her diapers, pag kailangan niya ng baon for school, minsan nagbibigay pa ako. Alam mo yun, yung parang, oh, na-experience ko na yung being a mom.
Yeah.
So now that I have adult money, I don't feel the urge to make a baby right now.
We're the same. Kasi yung mga kapatid ko din, it's 6 years, 7 years. Uh-oh. So now, I'm the one like semi-providing for them. Aww. So I feel like yung responsibility as a mom, like I felt it through my siblings, through other people. So
yes.
I don't feel the need. And wala akong parang maternal instinct in a sense na parang, kasi may mga friends ako have babies. And as in, they feel it to their core and to their bones na parang, I wanna be a mom. And wala akong ganun.
There are some girls nga, I remember even being in high school, and then people would talk na parang, oh, one day I can't wait to be a mom. I'm like, lo.
Parang, so, high school ka palang, mom, agad? Parang ganun. Yeah. May mga ganun.
But then also, I realized yun nga, kasi there are some people na they feel like that's what's gonna fulfill them or that's what's gonna give them responsibility. But I think for both you and myself, being providers na, na-feel na natin yun eh. Na,
tapos na. Like, okay na ako doon. And yun nga, I really believe na if you don't have that parang feeling na talagang gusto mo to take care and love
like
someone.
Moving yes, you talaga.
Yes. You don't, it's not your responsibility to be a mother. Like,
yeah.
It's, hindi siya prerequisite.
Hindi siya requirement sa life.
Oo, na yun yung source of happiness mo. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya. Kasi people would think na parang, ah, babae, sayang, whatever. Yeah. Like, lagi kong, yan yung lagi na, sayang naman yung lahi nyo ni Miguel. You're both good-looking. Chenelin. Sis, ang dami good-looking dyan. Sa kanila kayo maghanap, wag na sa amin. No. Pero kasi, at least there are people who know their limitations and what they want in life.
Yeah.
Kasi sometimes we get lost with what people expect from us. And I don't want to live that life.
Yeah, you deserve to live your happy life.
This is, life is short and this is my life. So whatever I decide to do with it, regardless if, you know, it's not what society expects from me. Kasi namin nagsasabi na parang iba pa din pag sa inyo galing.
Mm-mm.
Sis, a kid is a kid. Like, hindi mo mababalik yan. What if, like, pinanganak ko na siya and I don't feel happy?
Yeah.
Or I regret it,
and
right?
There's so many people that go through, it's that postpartum depression because they didn't actually want it. Yeah. Or there's some naman that go through postpartum because it happens. Okay. But there's so many din na parang they were forced into it.
Or they're not prepared. Yeah. Or it's not yet the right time for them and it happens and wala, andyan na sis.
I know.
It's a lifetime commitment and people would say, you're selfish for that, whatever.
Then let me be selfish.
Then, okay.
Life ko naman to.
Yes.
But when it comes to marriage, what was the shift there where you're like, you know what, I'm ready?
Actually, with Miguel and I, we've been together for 6 years. So the reason why I felt like I was already ready was because in our relationship, we've grown through a lot of stages already. Like, ang dami na naming napagdaanan, ang dami ng shifts or like stages in our lives na parang we feel like we've matured enough.
Mm-hmm.
And sabi ko, actually, hindi naman ako yung type ng tao na parang we should get married because we want to have kids, blah, 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 because we don't want to have kids. But I feel like it's maybe medyo legal matters.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's more
business helps. It helps.
Yeah, the business side and even like the medical side. Mm-mm. When I die, when he dies, it's more of like a legal thing. Kasi I feel like even if we're not yet married now, I feel like we're married.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, parang ramdam ko na parang we are intertwined. He is my soulmate and I'm his soulmate. And I hindi kailangan ng marriage actually, but for legal matters. Mm-hmm. Like,
parang practical
reasons. Yes, for practical reasons. Kasi like, ang hirap din na, for example, when something happens to me, the people who will decide are my parents. So wala siyang say if ever we're not married. So that's difficult on his side, diba?
Because at the end of the day, he knows you best at this point in your life.
Yes, at this point in my life. So everything, like, it's more beneficial for the both of us to get married.
Yeah.
And not just because, of course, we love each other. Yes. Of course, love is there. Pero it's more than love kasi.
Yes.
And people don't realize that. Yeah. Like, yeah, and I feel like
it's a partnership really in life.
And that's one thing you should look for in a partner. Like, someone who you can really be with through ups and downs. And like, partner talaga. Hindi lang yung love,
kiss,
I love
kiss
you. Hindi talaga.
When you're in grade school, okay lang.
Oh. Or in your high school, fine. Yung mga puppy love, it's cute, right?
I saw this quote before that said something like, when you're choosing a lifelong partner, you're choosing someone to eat with every single day. You're choosing someone that'll pick up the dishes.
Yes.
It's like you're choosing a partner that'll do life with you and not just somebody to love.
Yes.
Because it's easy naman to like,
madali lang yun. I love you, blah, blah, blah. I'll give the world to you, whatever. But someone who will be there, like, to really be your partner.
Yes.
That's rare. Yeah. So with Miguel and I, we realized na parang it's more beneficial for the both of us, like, to get married.
Okay na at kayo doon.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, we're in a stage na nakikita namin na, ah, okay, this is a person like I can rely on until I grow older. And I feel like he feels the same way towards me. So, yeah, napag-usapan na namin. We really sit down and talk about stuff. And sabi ko parang, what do you feel like about like getting married? And like, sabi niya, yeah, I want to marry you one day, blah, blah, blah. Because I feel like, hindi lang dahil we love each other, but I feel like, relationship wise, like, you are a good partner to me, I am a good partner to you.
So I remember you were like really surprised about the proposal, but did you know, like, oh, it would happen this year?
I know it would happen this year kasi we talked about it.
Okay.
I hate surprises, by the way. I super hate surprises, and I really believe that when it comes to going on a more serious stage of your relationship, you have to talk about it.
Yeah,
kailangan yung pag-usapan. So before the engagement and everything, Miguel and I talked. Sabi ko, I honestly want to get engaged this year na because I feel like we're ready.
Okay.
So I asked him.
Heads up muna.
Yes. Oh, I asked him if he's ready and he said, yeah, I'm ready. Pero syempre, di ko sasabihin sa'yo kailan.
Oh, sabi or niya, what ring or yeah, what to do or whatever.
Actually, the ring, I sent him the ring.
The like, pegs.
Yung pegs okay. And like what I want. Kasi may...
Pala decision
pa. Oh, and I'm very particular with those stuff kasi I'm the one who's gonna wear it. So I want to make sure na parang it's something that I really like. Yes. And sabi naman niya na parang you have to let me know what you like. So hindi tayo mahirapan, 'di ba? Or hindi na parang guessing game.
Yes.
As we are the type of couple na we're really straightforward.
And you've been together long enough yeah. where these kinds of conversations
wala na siya. Comfortable na talaga. Uh-oh. Hindi yung parang hello, kapaan pa ganon.
Shy-shy. Wala nang shy-shy.
Wala nang shy-shy. And then actually akala ko November pa siya magpropose like by the end of the year pa kasi bakit? I didn't know na wala akong idea like okay. Hindi ko alam na may ring na pala, hindi ko alam na may preparations pala. And ewan ko ba, in my head, I didn't even think na he would propose sa Bali. Kasi, that trip, he said, he was instilling in my mind that it's a work trip.
Syempre, ganon.
It's a work trip, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, just relax there. Model-model ka lang kasi for the FPV do niya yun and whatever. So ako naman, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll just nothing new.
No, nothing new kasi we always do that eh.
Yes.
But then yun pala, doon na pala siya ready. And then now that tapos na yung proposal, doon ko na-realize na ang dami palang clues.
Na hindi along
ko,
the way.
Oh, along the way na hindi ko na pick up. I don't know why. Siguro kasi nga wala pa sa isip ko. I was so focused on November pa yung or by the end of the year pa yung proposal kasi no clues at all with the ring and everything. So yun, it was really a surprise.
I actually, you know, when it comes to practicality, I'm the same. I told my boyfriend, I don't want to get engaged until I'm 29, 30.
Oh, see?
Like, I don't want to even think of planning a wedding. Yes. Like, yes, of course, I want to marry you, but timing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's okay to talk about it kasi people think na parang nawawala daw yung essence of surprise. That's not the point. Uh-oh. What if she's not ready?
Uh-oh.
And syempre, when you're in that moment, parang ayaw mo namang mag-know kasi you love the person, diba? So nakakahiya and stuff like that. But then, at the back of the girl's head, na parang shit, sana pala mas late or like, hindi pa ngayon yung perfect time. So, I really encourage couples to talk about it. Yeah.
And also, I think it's so sad when, of course, you love the person, but it's the timing that's off. Because I don't want, my boyfriend told me, like, I don't want to take away your 20s that you wanted, right? So, it's also giving me the time that I deserve, the space that I deserve. And I don't care na about the whole surprise or whatever. Yeah. It's, sige, sa moment na lang, dun na lang yung surprise.
Yes, but you want it to parang both ready kayo. Yes. Diba? Para the marriage would be parang both your decision. Yeah. Hindi yung parang, oh my God, nagulat lang ako. And then, I had to say yes. Parang ganun. And then, that's when it comes na like, after marriage, doon na lumalabas yung mga
problems.
Issues and problems. At least this one, both of you, straightforward, you're ready.
Yeah. Super. Wait, so, how long have you guys been like living together or?
I think two years na live in.
Okay.
Pero before that, he would come like a few days.
Yes, I remember. You'd say like he'd come on the weekend or something like that. Yeah.
And then after a while, yun yung napag-usapan na namin na,
uy, grabe naman yung gas.
So, let's live in na lang. And then, I really do believe that before you get married or like before you get engaged, you have to live with that person first. Kasi dun lalabas lahat.
Yeah. Lahat ng baho mo, swear. Like the way that my boyfriend has seen me at home, thank God he still loves me.
Totoo, diba?
I've shared toothbrushes with him at some point. I've shared towels. Parang nag-exchange kami ng towels. Parang there's so much that happens kasi that's when you're you. Like your peak you.
And that's when the things na you don't expect na parang may ilalabas. Parang you've known this person for so long. Yeah. But then there are things pala na okay, hindi pala siya marunong magsara ng toilet bowl.
Yeah.
We tried living together and then we tested it out. Mm-hmm. We did everything and then we realized na we can live together. We can get married. We can move forward. So doon ko na na-feel na parang okay, so we can.
Yes.
May ano na. Kumbaga may check na dun sa relationship na to move forward na.
I would never marry someone I've never lived with talaga.
Diba?
Kasi parang I don't really know you.
Yes. But in our culture and like a Filipino thing, diba, na parang sasabi nila na nawawala yung parang bagong kasal na ano, yes, kasi nakapag-live-in na kayo. So, walang change. Mm-mm. Parang ganun. But for me, I don't want surprises. Like,
wag na, please. Stop like, na.
Diba? Kasi when you're married, sis, ang mahal ng annulment, yeah, ha?
And it's almost impossible, yeah, sometimes to get an annulment because of the rules, yeah, and the legalities.
And it takes so long. So, I don't wanna go through that. So, might as well just let's see if it's gonna work. If it's, yeah, not, then ganun talaga.
I'd rather do 2 years of live-in than 2 years of annulment.
Yes, that's true. Correct.
Yeah, so at home, who does what? What's your setup? Parang, kasi syempre, parang someone does more the cooking, someone does more the cleaning.
I do the cooking. And then, he does all the washing of dishes. Yes. Pinapaihi yung mga fur babies. Yes. He does more, actually.
At home?
At home, yeah.
Okay.
He's more hands-on, which I really, yeah, love about him. Kasi I think we portray men so much na parang strong, whatever, walang ambag sa bahay. Yeah. But in reality, for me, a man can take care of you.
He really is supposed to. That's, yeah, the bare minimum.
Diba? And I feel like, ewan ko ba, buti na lang daw, mm-mm, sa social media now, like, people promote more healthy relationships, yeah,
and
na,
more balanced, yes, dynamics.
Yes. Ito pa, the most common question I get is, do you guys do 50-50?
Okay.
Sino nagbabayad ng mga trip nyo? Who, okay, pays for the bills? Stuff, okay, like that. People are so curious about it. Mm-mm. And I'm not shy to say that, yes, sometimes we 50-50, mm-mm, sometimes 70-30, sometimes 60-40. Yes. Depends on, mm-mm, who's capable, yes, of what. Right?
Because at the end of the day, you pick up the slack in another way. Yeah. Like, yeah, sure, maybe you paid for, yeah, something now, but then later, yeah, there's something else.
Yeah, so I don't know, parang I feel like nasisirang mga relationship dahil sa mga sumbatan na ganyan, mm-hmm, na parang he does this, he does that, whatever.
Parang with us, it's like you're weighing, yeah, one, yeah, versus, yeah, the other.
With us kasi, it's not really important. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can do this now for you.
Yeah.
I will give it to you. And, mm-hmm, later, he can provide something for me. Then he can,
great.
Yeah, diba?
But when it comes to the financial setup, do you guys divide? Like, okay, I'll do the bills of this and then, yeah, you do the rent, right?
Yeah, we do, okay, that. Like, for example, like, sometimes groceries, or like, mm-hmm, 50-50, or sometimes, yeah, if you can say,
pareho naman tayong kumakain.
Exactly. And that's what I mean, na it's a partnership. And sometimes people think kasi na parang I want a provider mindset, blah, mm-hmm, blah, blah, which is good.
Yeah.
Walang problema doon. Yeah. But for me, I am the type of person kasi na hindi ko naman kaya na I will, yeah, just let Miguel like pay
do
for
everything.
Everything. Yeah, and do, oh, everything. Gosh. Kasi like, for example, okay, fine, he gives all the money, mm-hmm, and then I do all the work at home.
Parang di naman yun fair for you, yes, because you also want to work.
Yeah. Yes, because I also work. So, mm-hmm, I feel like we do 50-50 on everything because we're both working, yeah, we're both consuming what we're consuming. Pero sometimes there are things na talagang siya naman talaga yung nagpro-provide, mm-hmm, for me, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Pero ako kasi, ay hindi ko kaya sis yung parang
lahat siya.
Lahat siya. And then one day, I don't work. And then one day, like, what if he decides to leave me?
Yes.
Diba? Like, that happens.
Yeah. So, there's so many couples that marry. Oh my gosh, there's this thing where people say that if you marry for money, you'll work every day for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Because you're serving your, yeah, man, you're humbling yourself for him, and
you can decide for yourself.
Yes.
Kasi kailangan, kasi siya nagpo-provide, so everything you eat, everything you do in the house, kasi
pinapaprove pa.
Oo, kasi galing sa kanya yung pera. Yeah. So that's one thing na parang I don't want, but wala naman, mm-hmm, akong ano with women, yeah, who like, basta sa akin, if, yeah, that's your choice, then go for it, yeah, sis. Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend though, we're a little different in that way because, mm-hmm, for me, since parang naging provider ako sa bahay or with my sister, whoever, ako now, gusto ko sobrang baby ko. Sobrang, yeah, parang, I really told my man's like, you better make some money, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no problem. You know? Walang masama doon.
And so, I was like, you better be a provider because I want to be able to say like, one day, oh, I don't want to work this week.
Yeah,
kaya,
yeah,
mo akong saluhin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
ganon,
true.
Na I don't work to work talaga, yeah, but, yeah, yeah, work because I want to.
Exactly. Ako naman, I'm ako, sobrang hard worker.
Yeah, you really
ako
are.
So, like,
super.
Yeah, so I feel like I can't, minsan niloloko ka siya, sabi ko, what if gusto ko nalang maging housewife? Sabi, yeah, go. Sabi,
yeah,
na,
yeah.
Go. Pero sure ka.
Yeah.
Like, you're sure ka.
I have that
ka
been with my boyfriend. I tell him, you know, today, I wanna be a trad wife.
Yeah, trad wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gusto maging Nara Smith today, babe, please. Tapos sabi niya, sige, go. And then after 2 hours, parang nangangatin ako, parang,
oh. I wanna work, diba? Lagi ganun din si Miguel sa head, parang sure ka, ha? Baka ba isang oras pa lang dyan na nakaupo ka, hindi mo na kaya. But, yun nga, there are days rin talaga, mm-hmm, he's more, siya yung masigo work. Ako, uh-oh, yung parang, But no, again, just sitting pretty. But
yes, I need face guard.
Yeah, pero kasi I've not because like I've been working for so long, but I feel like it gives me purpose then. Like I feel I'm happy when I'm working. Yes. So hindi lang dahil sa pera.
Yeah.
Pero happy ako sa pera. Syempre, I'm happy that I'm receiving money. But I feel a sense of like fulfillment like when I'm working, I'm vlogging, you know, like talking and sharing whatever on social media. Pero yeah, yun yung ano namin. And yun nga, I just want to say that if you do 50-50, it's fine. If you your man is a provider, it's also fine. Yeah. But make sure like it's a decision you want for yourself.
And you're happy.
And you're happy.
Wait, so I do have a question. Do you think money buys happiness?
Oo naman.
Diba?
If not, bigay mo sa akin, sis. I know how
to be happy.
Yes, I will be happy. I know how to make myself happy with that money. Sobrang bullshit, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Nang money, but, diba, sis?
Hindi mo lang na-experience pa.
Yeah. Gusto ko sabihin na I'd rather cry in a, like a very expensive car than cry in a fucking Jeep.
Oh.
So sis, like, I'd money rather, buys happiness.
I'd rather cry in Bali than
here. True. So, sometimes like people say na, yun nga, pera lang yan.
It's not. It's life-changing.
Yeah.
I know that you've worked so hard and now you're in a place na you're so comfortable, right? So I'm sure you feel that mental peace now compared to before.
Yes. Like for example, ito, very, very specific example. Like every time I lose something or syempre, like may mga bagay na clumsy tayo, ganyan. So I experienced like losing my Osmo pocket when we were in Maldives. Usually when nung wala pa akong pera, I would go hysterical. I would do the lengths. I would do the lengths to find that Osmo pocket. Kasi sayang eh.
Yes.
I mean, I'm there, sayang yung
everything.
Video, sayang yung camera, sayang yung whatever. But when I was there, I was like very chill. Yeah. Miguel was very hysterical. Parang sayang naman, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's fine. We can just go back.
You know, because shit happens whether you're broke or you're rich eh. But if you're rich, calm lang. Parang kaya yan.
Oo,
okay lang
mapapalitan yan.
Mm-mm.
That's the mindset.
And the parang the mental load I realized when I didn't have as much money compared to now, I would always think like budget. Parang like you're just in your head
all
so
the
much,
time,
diba?
Yeah.
But then now, peaceful ka na.
Yeah, and you're always waiting when the money comes in. Yeah. Like, kailan ko kayo mababayaran yung ganito? Now it's just, ay, may pumasok na pera. Wow, thank you. Parang it's na lang. Parang it's a bonus na lang now na may perang dumadating. But nasa stage na rin ako talaga ng life ko na parang I feel like it really comes with money and being secure with everything. Na now I am more relaxed. I can enjoy stuff more. I don't have to work all the time na as before.
To feel.
Na parang I'm doing something or like I'm not losing money, ganyan. Yeah. Now, parang I can just, you know.
Happy.
Yeah.
By the way, I wasn't able to ask, did Miguel ask, ano, was that for a blessing from your parents?
Yeah, he did from my dad.
Okay.
Nag-usap lang sila sa call kasi Miguel was planning to go to Ilocos but then sabi niya it would be obvious. Kasi ba't siya pupunta, di ba?
Siya lang,
oo. So, pinakita niya sa akin yung video recording. Nag-Ilocano nga siya kasi we're Ilocano, my dad's Ilocano. Sabi niya na parang, I want to ask for your blessing kasi gusto ko na mag-propose kay Angel, Tito, ganyan-ganyan. And then, yung sabi lang naman ng dad ko is, you're in the right age.
Yeah.
Like, I can see your relationship naman na you're in a good relationship with my daughter. You take care of each other. So, wala naman daw siyang masasabi.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So, okay na.
It was,
okay. So, when you got proposed to na, your dad wasn't surprised. He was already
aware. Yeah, alam niya. And then, I called him after. Then, I showed him the ring. Sabi, ikakasal ka na. Yeah. He was laughing. And yeah, I feel like yung dad ko naman, he trusts me so much with my decisions in life. Kasi nakikita naman niya na I don't want anything else than the best for myself.
And no, I was seeing how good you take care of your dad. Like I remember I saw some stories or some posts you took him out of the country.
Yeah, I always travel with him kasi he's like a provider talaga. Mm-mm. So ganun din yung hinahanap ko in a guy na in a sense na hindi lang provider financially but like emotionally, mentally. So yeah, what I see with my dad, he's very responsible. Like, same with Miguel. Like he does the household chores and stuff like that. I can see with also with Miguel. So yeah, so
that's so nice.
Super happy naman siya for us.
But do you and Miguel ever fight? Like
we do.
Okay.
Yun yung one thing na people always ask us din na parang do you still fight? Actually, we don't fight, we argue lang.
Yes.
We don't fight like
you discuss.
We discuss.
Yeah.
the secret is, I think, I always share this Mm-mm. with new couples, ganyan na, or even long-term couples who have problems with yeah. communicating and stuff like that. I always say na it's very important to parang assess your relationship, mm-hmm. to deliberate. Like, we take as in one day in a month to sit down. And then we ask these questions na parang, what did I do this month that made you feel loved? Mm-hmm. What did I do na you feel like...
Meeting talaga yeah, siya, yeah.
Parang may agenda, ganon. Yeah. And parang, what do I have to do more to make you feel loved? So that you can communicate. And when we talk about these things, walang attack. Yung kumbaga like, we're calm, we're open to listening.
Hindi yung parang, kasi yung sinagawa mo sa...
No, we're very calm and we're really open.
Yeah.
So, may mga times na talagang nasasabi niya na parang, oh, I didn't like what you did this time, blah, okay. blah, blah, na ganito, yes. na I feel like you hurt me intentionally, ganyan, ganyan. And then, I would be open, of course, to apologizing and then I'd do better.
Communicating.
Yes, I'd do better.
Because sometimes you really don't know until you talk yeah. about it. Eh.
And sometimes kasi it's unintentional. Kahit unintentional, it yeah. still hurts.
Mm-mm. And especially when you live with someone, you're together all the time, marami talagang nangyayari na small things na, oh, shit.
Para
like,
akala mo wala lang.
Yeah. Na yun pala, oh no.
Naiirita
right?
na siya yes. or it was hurting him in a way. Mm-mm. So, I think that's really important when it comes to a relationship. And for Miguel and I, we really talk about it Mm-mm. and we're very open. Like,
yeah.
ako may mga times na when he did something, I really like take time and then I tell him na parang I didn't like what you did.
Yeah.
Na-hurt ako sa ginawa mo. And then he would apologize and then I do better. Mm-mm. And what I see with him, siguro kaya kami tumagal ng 6 years because yes. he would really do better.
Yeah.
He would apologize.
Not just
and,
say it,
yeah,
but do it.
Yeah, do it. He's a doer.
Ano, conversations saying, I'm sorry, I'll do this. And then, okay, ano na.
After a month, ganun ulit, uh-oh. Diba? So, I think Miguel
and I... He's a doer.
Then, yeah, he's a doer. Miguel and I, like, it's very important. I feel like it also comes din kasi na we really take care of our relationship. Mm-mm. It's work eh. It's work. And... Yeah.
And you guys work together actually yeah, also.
Yeah, that's true.
Ang hirap nang you're fighting personally tapos may work pa kayo.
Actually, nakakatawa minsan. Nakakatawa minsan pag hindi kami okay, like relationship-wise. Yeah, which happens. Kasi kami ni Miguel, we can do it naman professionally. Like if mm-hmm. we have a job to do, but then medyo asar kami sa isa't isa, we just do the job and we're like, oh, partners muna tayo in like a business matter. We have yes. to talk about this. And we talk about it casual. Yeah. We know naman how to separate our
work from
work,
personal.
Yes.
My boyfriend and I, we handle events together.
Yeah, I know.
And then he used to buy and sell watches. So then I started selling mm-hmm. Rolexes also. And then, so then we're always working together now. We live together. But it's so many things, right? Mm-hmm. And then may times na lang makita mo, like my arms are crossed and I'm just like, oh, ano? Oh, did you do the sheets na? Did you do this na? Like, ganun, like, yeah. straightforward. Like, I just need you to answer me, but that's it.
That's
not
it.
Not
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Walang loving. Yeah. Oh, even when we do meetings for mm-hmm. our work. Business. As in, walang bob-bob. Walang holding hands. Wala.
Angel.
As in, meeting talaga. Yes. Meeting, like, point A, point B, point C, yes. I need answers for this. If you can't give me, talagang sinisermonan ko siya. Oh, na parang, bakit wala? Ganyan, ganyan. Like, business.
I relied on you for this. Can you do this naman? Yes.
Business talk talaga. Hindi yung pwedeng, oh, bubble, I'm sorry. Wala lang ganun. Like,
yeah.
Sasabihin lang niya na,
work
okay.
Work mode is on.
Oo, na parang, talk to me like I'm your usual business partner. Yes. Hindi yung girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it works. It works naman for us.
It's really just being mature enough to have those conversations. I feel like a lot of people end up breaking up because they're, especially girls, ha, parang afraid sila to share.
Yeah.
But then, kailangan talaga eh.
I feel like din kasi, like, some men feel like the woman discusses kung ano yung what bothers her, whatever. Mm-hmm. Ang feeling ng guy kasi most of the time, they're at being attacked.
Mali ako, lagi lang mali. Lahat ng ginagawa.
Mga ganong linyahan. But then, may time din before na Miguel felt that way na parang mali na lang lahat ng ginagawa niya or like mm-hmm. he feels attacked sa mga sinasabi ko sa kanya. But then I told him, I'm not attacking you. I'm actually teaching you how to love me better.
Yes.
Na I'm telling you na this... this is what makes me feel love. This is what makes me feel unloved.
Constructive criticism. Yes,
yes. It's not me saying na parang hindi you're not doing enough. Hindi ganun eh. I'm teaching you how to do it
better. Kasi yeah. Syempre iba-iba tayo ng love languages yes. eh. Kasi sometimes the way you give love is different from how you receive.
Yes.
And we all have our traumas, yes, our backstories, yes, diba? Yes. So you really need to learn.
Yeah. And now I feel like with Miguel and I, nakuha na namin yung rhythm ng isa't isa. We understand each other.
Rhythm.
Yeah, yun nga. Rhythm. Yeah. TikTok dance yan, sis. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like dumating na kami sa point na parang we know how each other, no, parang in a sense na what makes him feel love.
And what irritates each other, those things.
So if ever na dumating kami sa point na ganun, we just wait it out, sit down and talk about it, and then decide kung like, ano yung solution.
Yeah.
Yun na yun.
Wait, so now that you guys work together, what are the businesses that you handle together? And then what are yours? Because I know like you have your swimwear.
Yeah, yung swimwear is mine. Mm-mm. Yung mga laundry shop is the both of us. And then meron siya yung Care Plus, yung parang shoe cleaning, that's his.
Okay.
So far, yun pa lang naman.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Ang dami niyong ganap.
Yeah, actually, madami nga kaming ganap.
I was saying earlier, like before we started recording, I feel like people don't see the work that you do.
Yeah,
because syempre, di mo pinapost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're in the laundry shop carrying
shit. Yeah. And talagang, sis, pag nasa business side ka talaga, there's no parang glamorous thing about it.
Nothing.
As
no
in,
makeup.
No make. As in, talagang pawis-pawis ka, sis, and everything. But that's the fun thing about it, I think, na people see kasi on social media yung glamorous life lang. Mm-hmm. Like, yung reward ng life na what I get after working so hard.
The fruits of your hardship.
Yeah.
But not the hardship.
But not the hardship. So, I feel like actually, eventually, I would want also to share more of yun nga, yung the daily struggles of being a businesswoman, ganyan.
Kasi syempre, ang hirap na ginagawa mo na nga, mag-vlog ka
pa. Yes, that's true.
Isa-isa muna, please.
And sometimes kasi, alam mo, ewan ko ba, medyo natatakot na rin ako to put out like more informative content in a sense na ang dami kasi bashers, sis, na may masabi ka lang na isang...
Wait, did you see this whole like Lola Nenas issue?
Ah, yung sa...
Working lunch?
Yung, oo, yung sa CEO. Ay, parang... sa manager
something or, like that but then parang they were dragged because parang the CEO had a working lunch with the people pero sometimes that happens talaga
with managers and everything. So to be honest parang ang hirap din and then ang hirap din mag-post ng about the business and everything like that kasi people would ask na parang franchise whatever ganyan. But we're not open for that kasi pa and I feel like we're not in that sense na parang magfa-franchise kami, franchise business.
Mm-mm.
So, may mga bagay din na information na you have to keep like medyo private. Low-key or private for your company.
Nainis ako kasi diba lately, I've been reselling Rolexes because my boyfriend's like a watch dealer. People ask me, saan yung suppliers niyo?
Be! Kaya nga ako nag-business, be! Kasi nakahanap ako
maging supplier ka. So sometimes they're replying ko, like, I try to be nice and I say, hi, it's not normal business practice to share suppliers. I hope you understand.
Even
thank you so much.
People always ask, like, sino supplier niya ng ganito, ng ganyan.
Saan ka kumukuha ng tao? Parang,
Sis, yun nga pinaghirapan ko, di ba?
Tapos bibigay ko lang sa'yo.
Yeah, so that's why I don't post that much na about business stuff. Like, even the swimsuit, like, people would ask, sino supplier mo? Where did you get your fabric? Sis naman, like, hindi,
masyado na tong safe space, masyado na tayong close.
So parang, that's why I don't post much about the business na rin on my platform. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang, I feel like, nagiging, ano siya, what do I call this? Parang naging consultant ako.
For free, free work.
And hindi naman sa madamot. Or,
but it's what we worked hard for. And honestly, if they put in the work, they'll find it out naman.
Yeah. Tapos parang feeling
Google
ko,
is free.
Yes. Google. That's what I say. Google is your friend.
Uh-oh.
Google is free. Ganyan. Uh-oh. Pero yun nga, I feel like I wanna share more of the hard work that I do in a sense na parang to let people know na it's not easy.
Yes.
Na how they see it na parang, ay, puro ka travel, sis, ganyan-ganyan, dami mong pera. Sis, trabaho din yun! Trabaho din yun!
Diba, you also have pass-a-by.
Yeah.
I
that's
also
what,
have pass-a-by.
That's with my friend actually. Like, I help her lang with that. It's not mine talaga.
But even that, you know, the carrying of like bags and bags of like cameras or shoes or things, oh my gosh, like people think na posing-posing lang ako. But really, I'm like a cargo door abroad.
Hustler din, diba? So yun nga, parang Although meron na rin, I feel like now na medyo tumatagal na, honestly ako, hindi na ako as active on making content as before. Dati, mm-hmm. grabe, kahit anong kanto dito.
Dabi mo pera eh. May... Check. kaya call
sana all, charing. Hindi, pero I feel like kasi na after years and years and years of working, parang feeling ko deserve ko din mag-relax. Yes.
Peaceful time. Yeah, you can prepare for your wedding.
Yeah. Actually, yung wedding nga, parang sis, oh my God. Sabi ko kay Miguel, pwede mo mag-civil na lang tayo? Hala, ayaw na ma-stress. Yeah, kasi I feel like, I mean, the wedding's a once-in-a-lifetime event mm-hmm. in my life.
I mean,
life.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, sis. Pero,
sabay twice, right?
Yeah. I feel like the stress that comes with it, I don't want to be the...
Bridezilla?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that.
Do you have a dream wedding bar or anything?
I want a beach wedding.
Okay.
I want it to be super small, mm-mm. intimate.
As in, ito yung dalawa lang.
Check. Oh, pwede nga lang. Kaya ano, P.O. words back. Charing! Pero yeah, di ba? Pero I'm very, ano kasi, like, chill with this kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. Ayoko yeah. ng princess na yeah. gown. Ayoko nung andaming cheche-bureche.
Okay.
Basta ang ano namin ni Miguel, that's one thing we talked about. I don't want na sa wedding namin, there would be a guest na hindi kilala ng isa sa amin.
Mm-mm.
Na parang ipapameet pa lang doon.
I hate when the titas are like, oy, invite mo yung tita mong si ano, blah.
Na hindi naman kilala.
Oo, like, makikikain ka pa. Galing, thank you so much.
Gastos yun, sis, di ba? But yeah, we decided na whoever is invited in the wedding is close sa aming dalawa. Yes. It should be that way.
And have seen your relationship, yeah, have supported you.
Di ba? Kasi I feel like the wedding should be a celebration for us. Imagine mo, makikiselebrate ka, di mo kilala. Ano yun?
You know what's so crazy to me? Some people really go, ah.
Diba?
Hindi nila kilala yung kakasal.
So ako din, like, rule ko din yan in life, na if someone invites me in a wedding, and then hindi ko kilala yung couple, parang sis, anong gagawin?
Kahit wag na.
Diba? I'm like, no, thank you. So pag pina-plus one niya ako sa mga ganun, tas hindi ko kilala yung couple, I'm like, no.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna go.
Because for me, as a future bride, yeah. I don't want that then. So yeah. I just don't go. Wait, but you have like a wedding budget in mind or something?
I don't want to spend so much.
Okay.
Like, I hear people spending millions.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to spend that much. Yeah. Sis, isang branch na yun ng business ko. So I might as well just invest.
In a business.
Yeah, or just buy a house and lot again. Yung mga ganon.
Yeah, or upgrade your house.
House, yeah, oo, yun.
Pwede din yun.
So I was thinking parang, although pares naman kami sa point na yun, he's just more parang gusto niya talaga to celebrate with okay. loved ones. Ako yung parang, I don't really care. I just, kahit yeah. civil wedding, okay na ako. Basta mag-Maldives tayo ng 2 weeks or 3.
Honeymoon.
Mas important sa kanya yes. honeymoon.
I would rather spend double, triple sa honeymoon and then budget lang sa
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, and cute wedding
kasi,
lang. Ganon.
Kasi yung dalawa na yun
yeah, that's the most important thing. And actually, we have like, ano naman, plans na, pero very ano pa lang, very sobrang general.
Draft pa lang.
Oh
my gosh, may share pala ako. I have friends lately, kasi diba sa mga wedding sponsors, mm-hmm. yung mga tita-tito, they make more from the gifts
yes.
than spending on the wedding. They spent, let's say, 800K sa wedding, but then yung gifts nila, 2 million.
Sis, kasi like hundreds of thousands daw yung mga ninong-ninang.
Kaya dapat.
But for us, no ninong-ninang. Yeah, kasi...
Di mo ma-ROI.
Yun nga, walang ROI, but we're thinking of a destination wedding kasi, but the setup
Wait,
would
I
be...
I love destination weddings because you don't have to fly everyone there. So
yeah, KKB and yes.
Minimize the guest
yes,
list.
Yes, yes. That's our goal na parang destination wedding. And then of course, for our guests, they would pay for their own accommodation and flights, whatever. And then sa amin lang yung that night, like that day lang, kung ano yung wedding day lang, that's it. So sana, hindi ganun kamahal, pero definitely we're not gonna spend a million.
Yeah. Do you have definitely. A big family bar or small?
Small. We're planning to just immediate family.
Okay.
So I have we're four and then my parents.
Okay.
And then si Miguel, two lang silang magkapatid.
Ay,
and
yun
then,
yun.
Yeah, yun na yun sis. Super small. So okay. cute lang.
Okay. So now that you have all of these things going on already, I feel like you've achieved so much. Do you still have goals or dreams financially or things to buy?
Oh, naman.
Like what?
Hindi
like what
natatapos yun. Actually, for the business, I want 100 branches and more.
100 branches? Okay ka lang. Uy, si Gokong Way pala to eh.
Pagod,
anak
sis.
Anak pala to ni Henry C.
That's the ultimate goal.
Okay.
Pero pagod, sis.
Yeah.
Like, di ba?
Pero matuto ka nang mag-trust. Kasi yeah, earlier talking about like you do everything.
Yeah. Although I trust Miguel. He's more
on the, daw sa 100.
Yeah. He's more on the operation side.
Okay.
And then I feel like kaya na niya yan. Pinalo sa kanya.
So, your goal for him?
Yeah. Na parang maka 100 branches kami sa laundry shop. And, and then, maybe, alam mo, now that I'm older, wow. But I'm 29. So, like, now that I'm, like, going through my 30s, as in, goal ko, I don't know if you don't know this Instagram account. It's Good Hype Official.
No.
It's a group of siblings who are very rich. Okay. And they just foster dogs and they train them. And then they look for adoptive parents for the dogs. Gusto ko nang ganun.
So you need land.
I need land. I need a farm. I need a big house.
Yeah, and people to do all that. Ang trabaho talaga.
But that's my personal ultimate goal. Yeah, pag tumanda na, like, when I'm tired of, like, working.
Life.
Or, yun nga, pag, kaya gusto ko 100 branches ng, kasi I just want to receive money, ganon. Tapos habang nag-aalaga ko ng mga dogs ko, ganon.
It's
dami
coming.
Yes.
Money's just coming.
Yes, yes.
You know, what a lot of people don't realize is that to get rich, you really need passive income. Mm-hmm. Hindi talaga kaya na you do every, like, every little job.
Yes.
Because if you're just doing that, you can't explore, expand.
And dun ko nga na-realize na parang it's important to enjoy your money kasi ang hirap nung you're always working but you don't enjoy it. Yeah, hindi mo na-feel din eh. Like yung pera mo nasa bank account ang laki.
Yes.
But then what? That's it.
That's it.
Like even with luxury things.
Like why do you work so hard?
Right? Like even with luxury things, there was a time na I was so obsessed with them. And then I realized parang...
Wait, but that's normal for everyone that just gets money, diba? Parang ako, oh my God, I want this bag, I want this. Kasi, wow, I
first
can.
First time,
yes.
Parang dun ko na-realize na parang, oh shit, afford ko na pala siya. Like, I mean, kaya na ng budget. Mm-mm. Yung parang ganon. But after a few years of like owning a whatever, like this, like that, na-realize ko, sis, inaamag na pala siya sa bag. Ay, sa, like, I mean, doon lang siya sa cabinet. And then, now I spend more on experience.
Yes.
Now,
travel.
Like, yeah, dati kasi, girl, as in, tinitipid ko sarili ko with the hotels and everything. Kasi yung, yung mentality ko kasi is that I'm not gonna spend naman.
As long as I'm there, okay na ako.
Yes. And even, like, with food, na parang, yung mga, like, for example, like, yung mga tasting menu and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't spend.
So
yeah, I wouldn't spend.
Parang you'd go to Japan, tapos all your meals, 7-Eleven.
And
Lawson's.
Like, yes. And then, I realized now when I was earning a bit more money, na sabi ko, I'd rather like spend on comfort and experience.
And convenience.
Convenience, number one yan, as in, than, you know, like spending on physical
material,
like,
things that deteriorate naman. But memories are forever.
Yes, that's true. Diba? So even like with destination, yung mga akala ko like never ko, I mean like in my wildest dreams, like I didn't know I could afford Maldives and like we're planning like other trips then. I went to the US and Canada, whatever. Before, parang naisip ko na parang shit, parang di ko kaya, di ko afford.
Ang layo-layo pa.
Like but impossible. Parang ganun. But then now, parang oh my God, I'm not like, parang isipin nila.
Hindi naman to si Small Laude.
Sis, like how I wish Small Laude ako na kaya pag nag-crave ako ng, ano, ng whatever, pupunta siya agad doon. Pero, I mean, as compared before, like,
you're comfortable.
Sobrang layo. Yeah. Sobrang layo talaga. And the thing with Miguel and I, we always like, iyakin kasi kami pareha. Yeah. So there are times na nag-iiyakan kami kasi like we feel so grateful.
Aww.
Like there are times kasi na when we used to stay in a small apartment in Makati, as in super liit lang noon, as in yung bedroom ko parang, yan
you
lang.
Can touch the walls, yung ganun.
Yes. And then yung bed namin noon, pull-out bed.
Mm, so pag, one and two.
Yung ganun. Yeah. So pag andun siya, pinupull out namin yung bed para kasya kami. Pero pag hindi siya, pag wala siya, like single bed lang talaga siya literal. Tapos there's a TV lang there. Tapos yung kumakain kami, date night namin, kumakain kami
everything
ng Frankie's
there.
Doon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd watch a movie there.
And now, date nights in Maldives.
Diba?
Oh,
so, parang, although that's one thing na I think na it really helped us also to parang grow, even financially, is to always be grateful. It's such a, parang sasabi lang na parang such a cliche, whatever.
But
na parang,
it's true.
It's true. It's true.
Abundance mindset.
Yeah.
For that. It's
yeah.
like, the more that you welcome money into your life and the more that you spend it also,
yeah.
the more it comes.
Yeah.
It's like
and
you're
that's what,
attracting it.
Yes. And that's what I tell Miguel na never, ever, ever say you're broke or never, ever say na parang wala akong pera for that. No, no. And siguro that helps us also na parang think na parang, ah, okay, ang daming,
more.
Ang daming pera.
Oh. I have this thing where instead of budgeting, I say, no, how can I make more?
Yes, that's true.
I'd rather figure that out than cut down on the lifestyle that I want so bad.
And that's how you, parang kasi if you think that you can do it, you'll make ways eh. for you, really you to will. Yeah.
Parang kung gusto may
yeah,
paraan.
Yeah.
I have a question though for those that are maluho. You mm-hmm. know those people na parang they're never able to save kasi bag ng bag or
yeah, yeah.
Do you have advice for them of how to just keep it tight and stop shopping so much?
I always say always live below your means. Not within, not above, below. Kasi if you're making like let's say 10,000 pesos lang a month, if you're making that much and you're spending 10,000 pesos. Wala ka talaga.
Wala
talaga. Oo. So you have to check like saan ka ba naggumagastos na kaya mo namang i-cut down.
Yeah.
Like for example, ako before I was making a decent amount of money na nung nasa Makati pa ako. But then I had this goal to buy a house and lot. So I was making let's say 50,000, let's say lang. But then I wouldn't spend that 50,000
in one go.
Yeah, no, I would look for an apartment that's small. Kumbaga delayed gratification. Lagi kong sinasabi yon na sometimes you have to sacrifice yung mga ganong bagay so you can purchase the bigger things.
Because if you don't sacrifice, there's nothing that will come. What a lot of people don't realize is that you have to let go a lot of things mm-hmm. to gain more
yes.
in the future. And so now I wanted to ask, aside from bags, are there any things you regret buying before?
Wala naman. Kasi I think yun lang naman yung parang... Actually, I don't regret it naman mm-hmm. kasi I'm happy I have it. Ang advice ko lang, if you're going to buy like luxury stuff, mm-hmm. make sure na ma-ROI mo. Like it's something na basic na parang...
Everyday.
Yes, you can use it everyday.
Yes.
Ako kasi hindi ako maalaga sa gamit. Are you?
No. Yeah. I have this aesthetic. It's called like Imbernal aesthetic.
Wait,
yeah. Yeah. So basically, I don't like bags that are always, it needs a chair.
Yeah.
Bitch, hindi naman ako same level sa bag. The bag can be on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the first Chanel bag I got, wala, it's so dirty, it's so used. But I prefer that than
kasi
treating
ROI mo yeah.
And I felt like, I deserved it.
Yeah.
So I can use it.
Yes.
Except those na they buy and sell their bags. So they'll use it, then they'll sell it. So go, may reason ka dyan.
Ako kasi I'm not planning to sell it. Kasi yung mga bags na nabili ko naman is talagang something I feel like I can use until like
yes.
I'm older, ganyan. So okay na sa akin yun.
Yeah.
But when you say like, I buy like yung mga trendy bags.
No, nah.
Although I want, I mean,
yeah,
think ano ka minsan, like yung Balenciaga na Jody is so pretty, but then I realized, magano ko kaya katagal mas magagamit to. I feel like I'm just gonna use it for a few years.
And you really think about it before you buy it. I think
kasi sis, ang mahal. Hindi lang, I mean, I'm afford, pero
it's
for
not,
a bag.
Not
right?
that. You know, mm-hmm. and I think that's the thing with the like maluho culture. Mm-hmm. They don't really think about it. It's like, I want it now. Then that's it. They get it na.
I see people nga na, even not just bags and or luxury stuff na, yung utang, like it's been so normalized na in a Filipino culture. I always say that if you are borrowing money for your...
Di mo afford.
Di mo afford, sis. Yeah. Di mo afford.
You know, people always message me. Do they message you like for utang? And then, honestly, like the first time I'll give kasi syempre friends. And then the second time, if you still didn't pay me, over
na
it.
Talaga. Ako, I've learned my lessons.
Yeah.
As in, hay nako.
Hay na
nako
talaga.
Oo. And sometimes, na ano ko din na parang... Minsan umuutang na lang yung tao kasi they feel like may mauutangan sila.
Mm-mm.
Like they're confident kasi na parang, ay, magbibigay naman si ganito. So, okay lang, papautangin ako
niyan. But it's in the principle Like, I really personally can't borrow from someone if I know
na hindi mo babayaran agad.
Yes. And also, I can't sa ego ko Parang feel ko,
tsaka, ewan ko, pinalaki kasi ako ng dad ko na parang yung utang talaga is hindi lang siya basta-basta. Like, parang, It comes with a lot of responsibilities.
Mm-mm.
Na hindi porket, like even credit card, hindi porket may credit card ka, swipe mo lahat ng
That's
gusto mo.
That's not it.
No, yeah. So, I was growing up na parang yung utang is hindi normal.
Yeah.
Like even
it's sa really
akin.
Not,
it's
really
not. It should not
and
be
even
normalized.
From my parents, hiyang-hiya kaya ako to ask sometimes for more. Or, so, it really shouldn't be normalized. But yeah, I was thinking about how credit card culture is not big here.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know how to pay it back in full.
And marami kasi sa atin na parang they feel like the utang is, you can pay it like installment na lang, mas okay. Hindi nila alam ang laki ng interest.
Yeah. It compounds and gets more and more.
But, and it's so hard, and it gets harder to pay for.
Yes.
Kasi ang laki na, di ba? So, yun, that's one thing na rule ko in life. Hindi ako, wala akong umuutang.
Slay.
I don't borrow money unless it's for business.
Slay, yeah.
Loan. Yeah. It's
or partnership.
Yeah, I get money so I can grow it more.
And make more money.
Yes.
That's the only
yeah,
way.
Yeah, not I don't borrow money so that I can support yeah. my lifestyle.
I know.
Alam mo yun? Yeah.
I did want to ask, did you see the whole UP Burgess issue? I your
think,
take on it.
I think I saw it sa TikTok na parang...
Di ko kasi ma-TikTok eh.
No,
tita ka na.
Yeah, I know. Na-scroll ko lang siya na parang there's this varsity player ba? Tama ba?
Is that the story eh? Yung kay Bethany. Ay, sige. Huwag kang mag-name drop. No, so basically, people were saying na UP daw, diba? It's like for... Because you're from UP,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
UP is supposed to be a state university. Yes. It's supposed to be the most affordable. People are complaining na puro na lang daw Burgess in UP. Na it's all like rich kids.
Really?
In UP.
Eh, wala na nga silang tuition fee eh. Ang yeah. sayang nga eh. Kasi my time, we used to pay for tuition fee pa. But
oh.
now, it's zero na, I think. Pero during my time, may mga Burgess na rin talaga. I guess yung
they've
mga,
always been there.
Yeah, they've always been there. And feeling ko, siguro dahil nga, may basis naman yan eh, like with the exams and everything.
Or athletes,
yeah.
right? Kasi sometimes you get drafted for a school.
Yeah.
So it's not always...
medyo mahirap din naman na i-base mo kung makakapasok yung isang tao based on their...
privilege.
Yeah. Like, what if the person really wants to study there, diba? So, I don't know. Pero sana more people who can't afford it...
are able to get
yeah,
in and are prioritized.
Yeah. Sana nga, ma-prioritize, no? Kasi sis, ang dami niyo ng pera sa Ateneo na lang kayo.
Ako, I went to Ateneo.
Diba?
Across nang naman yun.
No.
But that's the thing. I remember sa application, they would ask, what's your financial status
yeah.
or like
I'm
income
not sure
per
if
month?
It's the same.
I don't know na rin yung tagal na natin from college.
Yeah, I know.
Graduated pero, so long ago.
Yeah. Lalo na ako, Diyos ko.
Grabe naman. We're gonna play Never Have I Ever. Mm. Okay. Never Have I Ever Kissed a Girl.
I did once.
Really? Like
yeah.
kiss or momol?
Momol.
Ay, wow. Bongga.
That's when I know na I'm straight talaga. After that, I'm like, sis, sabi ko, ano ba yun? Di ko bet.
Yeah. Parang not for me to.
Not for me.
Okay, next. Has been backstabbed?
Yeah, when I was in high school,
mm-mm.
normal. But I feel like when I got older na sa UP, Diyos ko, wala na kami oras mag-backstab. Wala nang ganun, sis.
Marami ka pang plates or whatever to do.
Yeah, and I think after college, like, I really choose my friends well.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like hindi na nagkaroon
peace
ng...
na.
Yeah, hindi na ganun nagkaroon.
I do notice, though, that you, because you live kind of far, so
yeah,
thanks for
yeah,
coming
yeah.
today.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Parang because you live far, you're, like, in your own bubble there.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, a lot of, I think, content creators or influencers here, ang daming drama. Alam mo
sobrang,
naman yun, oh, diba?
So, sobrang konti na lang natirang content creator friends ko. Like,
mm-mm.
ang lagi, constant ko na lang nakakasama si Ryza. Like, I go to her house, like, Ryza, I'm here, hello. Ganun na lang. Because even her, she doesn't post much.
Yeah.
Like, parang siguro, hindi ko alam kung ano nangyayari sa aming, like, older
mm-mm.
generation ba?
Batch.
Older batch ng mga content creators.
Mm-mm.
Is that, maybe we live a more peaceful life. Like, mm-hmm. away from drama na talaga.
Napagdaanan na kasi natin yung YouTube, Twitter
Sis,
wars.
Sis, ang lala na kasi nung mga yun. Like,
I know
the younger people don't know that na. Yung mga, kung anong mga...
Everything.
Oo, huwag nyo nang kalkalin, pero ang dami talaga. Yeah.
That does something to your brain.
Yes.
Diba? Ano, parang, ayaw na, please.
Ayaw ko na. Medyo traumatizing
yeah.
yan.
Okay, have you ever been paid late for a project?
All the time.
Every time.
All the time. Alam nyo ba? Akala nyo lang. All the time.
Every time.
And I feel like it's a big issue now, no? Like, a lot of people are posting about it. Sis, ang dami ring drama about
Mm-mm.
that. But it's been like that since forever.
Forever. And the thing is, diba, I have an agency and then I represent the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, kahit maningil ako sa brand,
nakahiya,
wala talaga silang nilalabas. So, I have to tell the influencers, like, sorry, wala
mm-hmm.
talaga.
Oh.
And then, di ko rin maabono
yeah.
everything. But it really happens.
It happens a lot. And it's been happening ever since, just ko may na-experience ako 2 years
yes.
before I got paid. But then, yun nga, I hope this serves as a lesson din.
Mm-mm.
Like, for the brands, especially.
Please, guys.
Oh, please.
Yung Meralco ko.
Oh, totoo.
Paputulan pa ako.
Tapos now, iba na sa BIR eh. Like,
yeah.
you have to issue them agad ng service invoice.
Yes.
Even if
yung
you're not
stamp.
Paid yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not paid yet. So, I'm like, guys, like, sana.
And then I have to file it, even advance,
diba? Yeah. So, sana naman, no, after the project paid agad,
mm-hmm.
pwede ba yun? Like, brands.
And the thing is, we can complain because we pay our taxes.
Yeah.
So, like, actually, though, please.
Sis, ang sakit sa ulo, sa totoo lang, like, even my accountant, sumasakit
mm-hmm.
yung ulo niya kasi sasabihin na, oh, we have to file this already
yes.
kasi yun yung nakalagay sa date, whatever.
Oh.
Sabi ko, hindi pa nila binabayaran. Sabi
so,
na,
what
well,
we do?
Yeah.
Kasi na-sign mo na eh.
Yeah.
And then you pass it. And then, what I started to realize is, you know, sometimes I meet with my accountant and I'm like, okay, pay for this month and this month. Mm-hmm. This is what's gonna happen. This is how much I'm supposed to pay. Parang kahit siya, diba, nasa stress kasi hindi siya makaplan ng maayos.
Oh my God.
Ang daming adulting steps. Uh-oh, ang daming steps. Okay. Next is, have you ever started a fight?
With?
I would say friends. Have you ever started a fight with friends?
I'm not that type of person.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you confrontational or not so much?
I'm confrontational, okay, but in a nice way. Mm-mm. Like, I can sit down and tell you, like,
hey, you're a bitch.
Yes, yes. Like, hindi. Like, paano ko ba i-explain? Like, I would definitely tell you if masyado ka ng toxic.
Okay. May mali na.
Yes. I would sit down and talk to you na parang the things that you're doing, blah, 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 blah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so toxic.
Ganun ka ba pinalaki? Like, was your dad like that with
my
you?
My mom was your very, mom, like, she's very open. Mm-mm. So, if there's something na parang I'm not comfortable with, mm-mm, you have to tell me. Ganun siya.
Okay.
Yeah, so, na-apply ko siya, like, even with relationships.
Wala nang mind reading, guessing
wala
games.
No. I hate that.
Okay.
So even with friends, like if there's something this friend did to me, or kaya ganun din yung in-expect ko, yeah, when it comes to relationship and friendship. Like if I did something to you, please tell me.
Para clear na.
Oh, tsaka para I can apologize and do better. Ayoko
nung sometimes,
parang,
I feel like when people don't communicate it, you take away my chance to improve myself.
Yeah, and not just that, na parang ang dami mo na palang resentment. Mm-mm. Walang nangyayari.
Diba? Na kaya naman palang effects.
Yes, kaya naman palang i-resolve. So, although may time noon na parang there was a friend na parang who suddenly like blocked me and stuff like that. And then I parang, huh, what happened? Tapos, ang nangyari parang it went on years na parang di we didn't talk and stuff like that. But nagkaroon ng time
syempre
na,
shook ka noon. Parang, huh?
Pero that time, hindi na ako nag-confront kasi parang, ah, okay, baka kailangan niya ng space. So, okay.
If it got that big for her to block you, then maybe there is something na talaga.
And then, eventually, after years, we talked and then, na-clear naman. Mm-mm. And then, she apologized for what happened. She should have, like, told me daw what happened and
before blocking you.
And ano yung na-feel niya, ganyan. Kasi sabi ko, you know me, sabi ko, I'm an open book. Mm-mm. Like, hindi ako yung type ng tao na if you tell me na parang you, sinaktan mo ko, I'm not gonna be the one who say, bakit? Anong ginawa ko? No, I'm
defensive.
Yeah, I'm just gonna apologize. I'm gonna say sorry and I'll do better. That's it.
Yeah, clear naman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, have you ever gotten blackout drunk? Like, you didn't remember anything?
A lot of times.
Really?
Tumatawa si Mia.
Kasi siya yung nag-aalaga eh.
Yes, a lot of times. Pero swear, now, I don't drink na. So
wine ka na.
Yeah, cutie drinks lang.
Cutie drinks. You know me, no matter how drunk I get, I remember what I did last night. I don't black out.
Really? I black out all the time. Like,
so you remember?
I don't.
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't remember. Like, as in the next day, sabi ko, like, we have a CCTV video na parang gumising ako, tapos sabi ko, parang feeling ko kumain tayo ng McDo kagabi. Tapos sabi ni Will, oh, kumain tayo ng McDo, may CCTV video nga.
Oh my God.
Tapos I was eating, like, as in, I was,
yeah.
And then I was eating the fries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
One-night stand.
So you do things and then never talk again?
Parang yeah.
Really?
Pero this person is parang, I talked to him, like, online, and then something happened, and then, ay, hindi siya di
for
back.
You. Hindi for you.
Sabi ko like, ano ba yun? So, never again. So, one next time, yeah.
I always imagined you as a relationship girly eh.
No.
Really?
There was a time before I met Miguel, 2 years yun, I was single. So, I was, you know,
your whole face.
Hoeing around.
Uh-oh, whole face.
Yeah.
Now, you're in your fiance era.
Yeah. Pero guys, ha, be safe when you're hoeing around, please.
Always.
Yeah,
wait,
protect yourself.
Form of contraception ba?
Now, I have an IUD.
I also have an IUD.
Yeah, I know you're copper.
Yeah,
ako hormonal ako eh.
Okay, how is it for you?
Okay naman. It's just, it was so painful.
Yeah, parang nanganak na hindi.
Fuck. It was so painful. But then, nung after nun, I immediately said, I'm not gonna do this ever again. Yeah, fuck this. Sabi ko talaga, fuck this. But now, it's
buti
been...
Buti lang it lasts so long, di
ba? Yeah, so worth it siya. Now, it's been like 2 years ba? Something like that. Worth it naman pala siya. Kasi I'm not thinking about anything. Yes. It's safe.
Marang mind off.
Yeah. Pero kayo ha, if you're single and playing around like condoms, please.
Also.
Kasi like the diseases and everything.
Yes.
Please
and
protect yourself.
Tested.
Yeah, tested.
Yes. Also, they said IUDs are good if you just have one partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
kasi
yeah.
Parang iba-iba eh.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never tried the implants or
the I haven't tried them. Yeah. Pero the most effective nga daw is IUD.
Yeah. So sabi ko, 99.9% doon ako.
doon ako, syempre.
Okay. Thought about breaking up.
What do you mean?
With your partner.
Now?
Yeah. No, like ever. Like during your relationship, did you ever think about breaking up?
Yeah, oh naman.
Yeah.
May mga times sa amin ni Miguel na we felt like maghihiwalay na talaga kami. Oh my God, eto na yun.
Okay.
But he always like...
fights for you.
Yeah.
Oh, ganda pa. Ganda mo.
Haba ng hair kasi. Hindi, like, I feel like si Miguel talaga is a type of guy na parang if he really loves you, like, he would go lengths to like prove that to you,
do that for you, yeah, give you the love
that sis. Oh,
dyan tayo sa doers.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever cut off toxic family members?
Oh naman.
Okay, how do you do it?
Before it was so easy, like I had to go through therapy. Mm-mm. To like to know what to do and stuff like that, pero it's really a process. It's yes. Not a one time thing na parang cut off, that's it, kasi mm-hmm.
They'll keep coming back, yeah, in your life.
And it's usual kasi sa buhay mo na parang you're talking to this person or you're, alam mo yun, parang it's part of your imprint, eh, parang DNA, literally, part ng DNA mo tong taong to. And there are certain times na parang you feel like you wanna reconnect again kasi feeling mo it's better this time, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But I learned from my therapist na talagang boundaries are number one.
And it's not that you want to cut them off forever.
Yeah.
It's that you want to rebuild a new relationship.
There are times kasi talaga na even if you put in the effort and even if you do everything for this person to like to be better, to treat you better, hindi talaga siya nag-work.
Yes.
So stop beating yourself up if a person you love can treat you better. It's just, you know, you have
space.
to move forward and just wish them the best.
True. Okay, last is, have you ever accidentally sent a screenshot of a conversation to the same person? Parang, you took a screenshot tapos send mo kunwari to Miguel pero nasend mo sa person.
Parang yes, pero shallow lang.
Okay.
Like for example, chinichis, parang may kinukwento yung best friend ko sa akin tapos gusto ko ikwento kay Miguel. So, alam naman niya ikukwento ko sa kanya. So,
kasi siya yung you tell your boyfriend everything.
Yeah, and Bob na nga rin niya yung boyfriend ko. So, like, they're close then. So, yes. She knows na kukwento ko talaga sa kanya. So, sabi niya, tanga na, ano ka na, wrong send ka. Sabi, ay, kay Miguel dapat yan. You know, stuff like that lang. Ano lang naman, very shallow.
Very chill. Okay, that's about it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Talk so long. That's